Well, I'd like to read you a poem called Complaint, in which the speaker is a neurotic courtier of no particular period who can't figure out what his proper relationship to the Duchess should be. I guess this had better be my last one, looking at the clock. I had a marvelous Latin epigraph to this. It was going to be very showy. How did it go? Ex divina pulchritudine esse omnium derivatur. The being or essence of everything derives from divine beauty. But I settled for this one, which is from Ficino. In reality, each love is that of the divine image, and each is pure. Complaint. Why is it that whenever I talk with the Duchess, my belly growls and my nose waters? Why must it be my hand that tumbles the wine glass over into the Cellini salt dish? Stiff as a gaffer, fidgety as a child, after 20 years of struggling to be a courtier, I remain incapable of the least politeness, wit, song, or learning. And I wonder sometimes what is it in me that hates me? Is it that rolling captain who should burst like surf into her presence, dumping down his pillage of the seas, and in a wink dissolve her castled pride? She scorns no common magic, and could be pleased to be manhandled like a kitchen girl, so it were sweet and reckless. Or is it that idolatrous fool that's in me, who, lest she alter, should enchant the hour with gentled sparrows and an aimless lute, enthralling her with tales of a king's daughter bound in mountain sleep, whose prince and wakener, detained by trials in deserts, deeps, and grottos of the world, approaches her forever? Or am I spited by the priest I might be, there in the stone grove of her oratory? No ship sails out so free as she at prayer, with head bowed and shrouded. Confessing her and my delight in her to the great ways and haven of her beauty, would I not serve her better? Would not my hand be steady with the wine? Jackass, again you turn and turn this prism whose every light is of the purest water. How should I fathom her whose white hands fold the rainbow like a fan? O maiden, muse and maiden, O my love whose every moment is the quick of time, I am your bumbling servant now and ever in this and the other kingdom. Thank you.